It was 33 years ago today that a light plane crashed near the Iowa-Minnesota border, killing Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper. They had just finished playing at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. This week, the Surf is hosting a four-day tribute to Buddy Holly. Robin Finesmith, a member station WSUI, talked with some of those who remember Holly's last concert.
In 1959, Glenn Sherritt was a high school junior in Newton, Iowa, and a big fan of Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. When one of Sherritt's classmates heard about the show in Clear Lake, they decided they had to go. The boys borrowed a 57 Olds four-door from one of their mothers. It was a school night, and a storm was coming, so the 17-year-olds were forbidden to take the car out of town, but they made the three-hour drive north anyway. When Glenn and his friends arrived at the winter dance party, the stage was surrounded by teenagers.
Those guys that were singing up there on that stage weren't much older than us, you see? And that was a great thing about it. You know, somebody your own age group performing something like that, knowing worldwide, you know, and getting better. So it was kind of neat.
The Surf Ballroom was decorated like a Florida beach club. 25-foot palm trees framed each side of the stage, and wispy, moonlit clouds drifted overhead, projected onto a huge black velour ceiling that arced above the crowd. Frankie Sardo opened the show, Richie Valens sang La Bamba, and the Big Bopper sang Chantilly Lace. After intermission, Dion and the Belmonts took the stage, and then it was Holly's turn. But what many in the audience didn't know was that Buddy Holly had actually been on stage for some time.
I told these guys with me, I said, Roy, I said, that's got to be Buddy Holly. That's him up there. They're pulling something. And here it was Buddy Holly playing the drums. And I kept saying, that's Buddy Holly playing drums. No, it ain't. But it was Buddy Holly, and he did a good job of it. Yeah, he did a good job drumming. Had a good beat, you bet.
The performers had arrived from Wisconsin in a converted school bus. They left the windows open because of the smell of dirty laundry piled in the back seat. The heaters were broken, and the bus became so cold that the drummer got frostbite and had to be left behind in a hospital in Green Bay. Holly's original drummer was J.I. Allison. Together, the two had formed the Crickets in junior high school. Holly split from the band to move to New York, and Allison stayed behind in their hometown of Lubbock, Texas. He regrets they never got a chance to get back together again and record the gospel album they'd planned, but he's proud of the songs they did write as they rode around in Buddy's car.
Oh, Buddy had a song started, I think we were probably riding around in his Oldsmobile around the Heidi Hole. He had a song called Cindy Lou that was like a, maybe back then, sort of like a rumba beat, sort of like Cindy Lou. Something like that.
Allison had a girlfriend named Peggy Sue, and so the title changed along with the beat.
Then we started, after we got to a drum set, we changed the beat to If You Knew Peggy Sue with paradiddles, which was an old drum rudiment that I used to practice when I was taking drum lessons back in the 7th and 8th grade.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh Peggy. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
In February of 57, the Crickets drove to Clovis, New Mexico and cut That'll Be the Day as the band's first demo. They optimistically posed for a publicity photo. Allison says the Crickets' modest bad looks became part of their appeal.
Like, I think we were one of the very first ugly bands, which gave a lot of other kids incentive to play. Like the first publicity pictures we had, we didn't have uniforms, so we had T-shirts and Levi's. And I think the everyday musician kid that was growing up with a guitar or a set of drums said, yeah, they like that.
Allison says the kids also liked the way Holly made performing look easy. But Bob Hale, who emceed the Surf concert, said it was actually a lot of work.
Buddy was the scout leader, even though they had a road manager. Buddy said, okay, let's get in here and let's get rehearsing. You guys set this up, we're going to rehearse this, and then Dion, you rehearse it. And he was the taskmaster. He was in charge of the squad, and very much a perfectionist in where the microphone would be set and at what point in time we would start the show, who would run how long, how many tunes they'd play, and what time we'd be over. I think he was a perfectionist, but not to the point where he was making anybody angry. He did it with a certain degree of maturity beyond his age.
Bob Hale remembers the last song that Holly and his friends performed together.
Oh,
Buddy performed his last number twice. He did it alone, and then he did it with everybody on stage, Dion and Big Bopper and Richie and Frankie Sardo, and I came out there, and that was a brown-eyed, handsome man. I went out and stood next to Big Bopper. I was at the end of the line. I played the tambourine, and Bopper was out there with his telephone playing it.
Everybody was up dancing. There was nobody sitting down.
Glenn Sherritt.
An hour after we got there, nobody sat down again. Nobody. He had them all eaten out of his hand. Believe you me, he was good.
Oh, hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you.
When the concert got out at 12:30, the snow was blowing hard. At intermission, Holly and the Surf's manager had gone backstage with the Yellow Pages and chartered a plane to take Holly to his next date in Fargo, North Dakota. The plane went down shortly after takeoff in a cornfield 5 miles north of town. Today, a small guitar and record-shaped monument by a low barbed wire fence marks the crash site, and visitors leave guitar picks there in tribute. The Crickets still play Buddy Holly's music, and this weekend they'll perform in his memory at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. For National Public Radio, I'm Robin Feinsmith.